y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's the Miguel Show Uncensored with Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5.
That's how you know you're old. Hey, it is the Miguel Show Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That's Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
And we have the very newest addition to the Miguel Show family, which has seen a revolving door of producers since we've been here. Mr. Ryan McGibney, producer Ryan.
Assorted.
Hi.
Hey. So Ryan's our new producer since Jared left us high and dry for the big lights of Atlanta, Georgia. And so Ryan's here. Ryan, how old are you?
26.
And this is your first, because you're not technically on air with us throughout the show. You're more behind the scenes.
Yep.
And so does this make you nervous to be talking on the microphone?
I've never talked on a podcast in my life, so.
Really?
Welcome
or
to
anything
it.
Of that sort.
Oh, so how does it feel? Because you're a performer. You're in a band.
Yeah.
Notions?
Well, I was.
Are you? Oh.
With Evander from 97X, the promotions manager.
We all know Evander quite well, thanks to Miguel's Snapchat.
Yeah, if you follow me on Snapchat. Oh, hi, Evander.
Hey. Ryan and Evander are good friends, and mm-hmm. Ryan was in the band with Evander.
Yeah, we have a band now, but I just play guitar. I don't sing. But the last band, I was the front man, so kind of had to be up in front of everybody. So,
but that seems like that's not you. Like, that doesn't strike me as your personality. You're not the one to be the center of attention.
No, not usually, but when I need to, I can put it on.
Okay, so you can flip that switch and be like, I'm the star.
I guess.
So, question. So, you're working with Holly and I. This is your first...
What?
I was hoping I could say full-time radio job, but it's as close to full-time as you can get to full-time. Almost. But this is like almost like a full-time job, like you're, you know, outside of promotions, because that's sort of how radio works. Like, you do an internship, you do promotions, you move into board opping, and then you do a weekend on-air shift, and then you sort of segue into what other interest it is, whether you're a music director or morning show or afternoon, the middays or whatever. So you've moved right up to the morning show to a producer.
Mm-hmm.
What was your hesitation for working with Holly and I?
What was that? I didn't have a hesitation.
No, there was none.
No.
Not one.
Why?
I don't know.
Did somebody else say something different?
No, we like to make you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
There's no hesitation.
No.
Promotions is all well and good, but it's fun. You get to go out to the events and like talk to the people and all that, but it's time to move and sort of like start a new path, create my path, you know? Like I think it's everybody's goal to sort of move out of promotions eventually. And it's kind of difficult. So when this came up, I was like, I'm going to go for it.
Okay. So you've been with us for 2 weeks now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this, Miguel?
What are you annoyed by the most so far?
Annoyed by?
I'm sorry, Ryan. We always put new people through the ringer of
okay.
like ridiculous.
I love it.
I mean, I haven't really thought of any annoyances yet, but I would just say the hours in general are annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just getting used to it, like, getting my body ready for it. Because, like, before this, I had a pretty crazy schedule with the promotion schedule. It could be till 2 in the morning sometimes or 8 in the morning sometimes. Mm-hmm. It depends, you know, what comes down. So I'm going to bed at like 4 a.m., Netflixing all night and stuff. And like my body is still in that mode.
Mm.
Yeah, it takes a while to get used to having this schedule.
So I'm still like 11 and 12 rolls around and I'm still wide awake.
Ooh.
Have to force myself to go to sleep for 5 hours, wake up at 5 to come here and be here at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've pretty much been doing like a nap throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And it's like a death nap. It's like I die for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Come back to life.
Yeah, you wake up and you don't know what day it is, what time it is. Your body feels like it has sunken into the mattress
or
whatever. What
universe am I in right now?
Yeah.
Those are the worst naps when you wake up and you're like, ooh, wah, and your clock says 5 o'clock and you think it's 5 o'clock in the morning and you're like, I don't even know what's up from down right now.
Yeah.
The first couple days I did that death nap, but when I woke up, like the whole time I was in that nap, I was dreaming about waking up for the show. And like when I woke up and it was light outside, I thought I had missed the show. I thought I was going to have like 10,000 phone calls because it was light outside. And I was like, oh my God, I overslept.
Mm-hmm.
And so
this job jumping in is like just jumping off a cliff for a while until your body gets used to it mentally, emotionally, physically. You do, because I remember starting a morning show. I was just like, I don't know if I can do this. This is hard.
That's crazy, because I felt like I've probably been groomed like throughout my life because of when I lived in Atlanta and I was bussed up to school so early.
By the way, can I just take a picture of myself really quick?
Yeah, why?
It's National Selfie Day.
No, not only that, I have a knot on my head from where I ran into a window.
Holly ran into a window in the
Dove
studio.
You could have just blamed it on National Selfie Day.
Okay, just leave. I'm just
but
leave
she did
there.
Run into a window. Stupid. And it was hilarious.
All right, so you were groomed for it because you were always wanting a morning show.
Yeah, and plus I've always been an early riser, not by choice, but because I had to wake up because I lived an hour and a half from my school, my middle school and high school. So I've always been up early. I've always had to get up and trudge through the horribleness that is waking up early.
Even in college, though?
Because I did a morning show in college. And so I was always, but except for the first 2 years where I wasn't, I didn't do a morning show. I was at another school. I didn't wake up early.
Man.
But then.
Not my ass. My ass was a crazy late sleeper.
No, but then even at that time, I always chose the 8 o'clock classes. So even then, I was like, I'll just get it out of the way and have the rest of the day to myself.
Yeah. I tried to do that and I would get nauseous. Remember, I used to get morning sickness because I would wake up so early and so quickly. Mm. I still get that. What I realize is my body's finally used to mornings now, but I got up so quickly on it was either Saturday or Sunday morning because Maya was crying and that like jars you awake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I woke up immediately and I was like, what time is it I have to be up? And I got nauseous because I get morning sickness when I get up too fast and too early.
It's like that queasy stomach feeling.
Yes.
And like you can't eat anything.
No, I used to get that as a kid and I once threw up on a school bus because of it. It's the worst.
How old were you?
I was a freshman in high school. Yeah, it was awful, by the way, FYI.
Not middle school, not elementary school.
No,
but you're in high school.
This proves you my point. Like, it's an actual thing. Like, we get morning sickness.
Oh,
so, like,
God.
I feel for you, Ryan. And I know Miguel's, like, some crazy superhuman morning person, but not me. It took me a long time to get used to it. It just does.
It's funny to see Miguel's progression throughout the morning.
Like, true.
He's a morning person, but he gets there. And he just sort of doesn't, you know, talk to anybody for a little bit, gets himself organized.
Yeah.
And then throughout the morning, he starts doing crazy stuff. Like, I wish I had a GoPro on me at all times and I'll just put all these cups together of you.
True.
Yeah. I tend to wake up that way. That's sort of how I come alive, is when I first get to the station in the morning, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, I put my head down. I just want to get my thoughts together about life, what we're going to talk about, and get everything edited and done. And then usually like around 6:45, that's when I start to come alive. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, by 7:30, you were starting to really percolate.
Yeah, I'm like juking and jiving. But like that 6:30 or that 6:25 trending in Tampa Bay is always the roughest for me because I don't have, like, my head's just not there. And it just, there's nothing I could do. That's just my body. I'm just like, and so I'm just trying to get myself together.
Okay. You're so weird.
So Ryan, well, you've said basically for me, what is some things that you think people who listen to the show would be surprised to know about Holly and myself?
Or maybe you need, what are you sniffing?
What's that?
Nothing. No. Holly does coke.
Oh,
man. I wasn't going to say that.
Holly does booger sugar in the bathroom. When we're on that long commercial break, you're like, what's going on? Oh, Holly's
you
just.
You and your friend?
Yeah. I did have someone offer me cocaine this weekend, oddly enough. No.
That's what I was talking about.
I know. I don't even know what would happen if I did that. I know radio people used to do that back in the day, like in the quote unquote heyday of radio, do a little bump.
Might help you wake up in the morning.
A little booger sugar, girl. Come on.
No,
girl,
I'm okay.
You gotta drop that coffee to a little book of sugar. So what are some things that people would not expect to see other than Holly doing coke?
Not doing coke, by the way, FYI. Like, I do not need whatever child protective services.
True.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that.
Mm.
But
we should have presented Ryan with a list of questions that you were going to ask.
Yeah.
True.
He's not a radio person.
I never know.
I think you guys come off on the radio as, like, compassionate, caring, like, nice people. And maybe some people might think that's a facade, but it really isn't.
Oh.
So you guys are really good people, so everybody should know that.
Oh.
I thought you were going to be like, you come off as really nice, but you're really assholes behind the scenes.
No, not at all.
I was like, oh, where is it? Oh, I forgot, Ryan, every time.
Because most people hear stories of, like, personalities on air, but then, like, they're a total dick to the people that work around them.
Right.
In the actual studio. So that's pretty
that's
relieving,
good.
I guess. I know you guys before I started this, so I know that, but other people might not know something like that.
Hmm. Okay, I'll take that for sure.
All right, I'll take it. I want some dirt, though.
I don't have any dirt yet. Maybe next time.
When we swear, we usually like to turn on the dub for
right.
a second to sort of erase it. Take it somebody else. Okay, Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe next week, but I don't want any dirt to come
I
out.
Do. Like, have you...
Okay.
Maybe we'll get some dirt after Saturday partying
true.
All day.
Good
That's
God.
True.
To Saturday, like, can we just set expectations for Saturday? Because I want to assume that I'm going to be lucid and in my right mind the whole time. And chances
False.
Are I'm just not going to be.
Yeah, that's what I actually have that on the schedule to talk about for the podcast. Is
good.
So St. Pete Pride is this weekend, and I am your grand marshal of St. Pete Pride, Miguel Fuller.
I dub you thee.
Yeah, see, y'all like that? Actually, I hope they have, like, an announcement when the parade starts, even though there are two other grand marshals, but I hope they put me first. And there's, like, a big voice guy that's like, "We start St. Pete Pride 2016.
With the little bugles or the horns. And boop, 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 boop.
And our very first grand marshal is Miguel Fuller.
I mean, you're not wrestling someone. What do you...
He gets out his big scroll.
Right.
Drops it to the ground.
He's got a feather in his cap. Yeah.
Well, I put out I have people that are walking that can walk with me. My mom is coming down from Atlanta. We're going to be in a Mini Cooper. And
is it a convertible?
Yeah, I would hope so. That would be awkward if it's not.
That's a Mini Cooper, huh?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Can you fit Miguel's brothel in the Mini Cooper?
You can fit Miguel's brothel anywhere.
What the hell is Miguel's brothel?
This weekend at Bud and Burgers, I brought my gaggle of gays with me.
Yes.
And so it was at the Mahaffey and in the VIP section.
Oh, you fancy.
Yeah, gross, because I work
curtains
here.
Curtains and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had like little almost cabana-like seating arrangements there. And so my gaggle of gays got some. And so we were like closing the curtains and playing around. And then Evander, who's on my Snapchat, walked back there and I closed the curtains. I was like, "Welcome to Miguel's brothel, Evander. Take off your clothes, girl."
Oh.
Yes.
Dang.
And so he didn't, but then that became a thing. So
anyway. Yeah, there's going to be monthly memberships.
Yeah.
And you get a free embroidered towel when
nice.
You sign up.
Oh, that's
cause,
gross.
No, because that's what happens at the bathhouses, the gay bathhouses that I've never been to before. They give you pay your money, and then you get a key to your locker, and you get a towel. And then people walk around in their towels until they go into rooms and do stuff.
That's such a different thing that I've never been a part of.
No.
It's fine. It's
neither
fine.
Have I. I don't even know what it's like to do that.
I'm sure you don't. Get a ball.
I just feel like I needed to cleanse that moment.
All right, so
anyway, St. Pete Pride is this weekend, and my mom's coming down. So here's what's happening. I'm really afraid because I have my friend Derek and Cam from Panama City that are coming down.
Got Panama City represented.
And Derek, who we call Darlene affectionately, he would be described, if you watch Sex and the City back in the day, he would be Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
And he has gotten a hotel in downtown St. Pete for the weekend. Like, old bitch wouldn't even get a hotel near my place in, like, how would you describe where I live in St. Pete?
North of downtown. You're still in St. Pete, but it's the very tip top where there's no anything.
There's nothing
it's
there.
It's up
yeah.
here.
I don't even know why this is considered St. Pete, to be absolutely honest with
what
you.
What would you call it? Like, Clearwater?
To me, it would be, I guess, part of
almost Clearwater a little
Clearwater.
Bit. Yeah. Well, I live in North St. Pete, and there's a hotel, like, literally 5 minutes from my house, and... This is, you know, you have those friends that call you, and I was going to tell him this in person, so if he listened to this beforehand. So he calls me this weekend. He goes, "Miguel, I'm so stressed out." And I'm like, "Well, what's wrong, Darlene?" He goes, "Well, I have two hotels. There's one downtown in the action, and then there's one near you. So I'm not sure which one. I'm like, bitch, why are you even wasting my time calling me? You know you want to be in that damn hotel downtown so you can open up your booty hole.
Oh,
seriously.
Put the dub on right now.
I was like, don't even play with me.
He was just calling to like slightly break the news.
Exactly.
And be like, oh, it's okay. You can go stay downtown, hoping you would say that.
But I was like, girl, just go ahead and stay downtown. You know you want to, so whatever. You're paying for it. So I got those two coming down from out of town. And then, and by the way, they're roommates, Cam and Darlene. And so they have sort of this like little competition that goes back and forth between them. Well, Cam will like someone, and then Darlene, she will swoop in and take. I mean, it's going to be a mess. So you have that. Then you have my friend John, who comes down, my best friend John from college, who he lives in Virginia, and he comes down every Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Yep.
And he's staying with me, and he's on this on and off thing with this guy who lives here in St. Pete.
Oh.
So I don't, and this has been going on for like a year almost, and so I don't know if this weekend will be the conclusion of that situation between him and this guy. So then my mom is coming down with her best friend, Teresa, and I love Teresa, but Teresa is a home girl. Like, when we go out to eat, like, she's like that person who always, like, there's a problem with everything.
She's loud.
She is.
That's what I would you say.
Yeah.
I mean, love her.
Yeah.
But she will not be, you know, taken advantage of anyway.
Like, she's the person we're walking the parade route. I expect her to be like, girl! Where's some water?
Yeah.
I'm hot!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, when is this over? So there's all these different moving parts and pieces that are coming down. And I'm nervous.
Yeah,
and so
I would be too.
What we're doing is we're having a pre-party before the parade at my friend's condo in downtown St. Pete, because my apartment's too small to hold everybody. And plus, it's closer to where we have to go set up for the parade. So we're having a little get-together at his place from like 3 till 6. And I've invited all these people that I know from like different places and things around St. Pete. And I've invited them all to my friend's condo to drink for 3 hours. Ooh. And then we're going to Uber over to where we set up for the parade. Usually, you're hanging out there for like an hour or so while the parade, you know, all the stuff that takes to get the parade started, and then the parade route goes. I have a feeling that by the time we start the parade, someone will either get mad at someone will throw up, but by through some circumstance, one person will leave the group and say, fuck this, I'm not walking with y'all.
And only 30.
No, I think everyone will walk together, but then by the time we get there, it just might be a shit show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amtrak.
There it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm bringing my video camera so I can put together a video, but now that you describe it, I feel like the video is going to start off in a very PG format and slowly go to maybe X-rated by the end of the night. I'm going to have to make two separate videos, probably.
Seriously. I mean, it'll be fun. I mean, I think we'll have to have a personal one and then an official one for like the Hot 101.5 Facebook page, because I feel like it's literally just going to be craziness. And especially when you have like your single gay friends that are going to be there in the parade route, and then they're going to be feeling all some special way because they're in the parade and they're going to be walking and sashaying down the street. Like, I literally feel like this could be a word worse than crazy.
I don't know, but here's what I worry about. I'm going to get lost is what's going to happen.
What?
Lost? It's all barricaded off. You can't really walk in the wrong direction.
How are you
going to
get lost?
I don't know.
Where are you going to go?
You know, I won't have a buddy, so like I'm going to get lost. Like, this is what happened to me last weekend.
I'll be your buddy.
Okay. Thank you. Because like last weekend I went out. I don't have a problem going out by myself, but I like went out to an event with a bunch of our coworkers, and I was like the only like not single person, but I was a single rider on a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I was like getting my card and everybody left. And I'm like, who do I, how, where am I? And then I just left. So this is what I feel like is going to happen with the Pride Parade. Somewhere along the line, I am going to get lost and I'm just going to have to go home.
Oh, no.
I think that's what's going to happen.
I mean,
you could make more friends.
True.
Like last week.
Holly, why don't you make friends? I don't understand that.
Because I don't know. I don't know.
Like, what is it? Like, what is it about
it's
making
stressful.
Friends that
making
makes
friends
you uncomfortable?
Is stressful.
I mean, going to work and dealing with a boss is stressful.
Yeah.
Like, trying to pay your mortgage if you don't have enough money is stressful.
Yeah.
Making a friend should be the least stressful thing that you do.
It's not. That's the thing. I don't want to add more stress to my life.
But I feel like you're making stress where there is not stress. I mean, you find someone that you have common interest with that, that's a difficult part. Like, finding someone that you truly gel with, I will say that is the hard part.
That's what I'm saying. There's just not a lot.
But I mean, when you do, though, like, you do, I feel like you don't take advantage of it. Like, what, like, if you were on a dating website for friends, for like another girlfriend,
yeah,
what would you list as someone that you're looking for? Like, if this were your Tinder profile.
I don't even know.
If it were Tinder for friends.
Let me just tell you, too, before that, like, I don't have a lot of extra time. Like, the time that I do have, I sometimes just want to sit quietly.
And that's fine, but then you do have moments where you do want to go do stuff.
Yeah, but that's, I do have a few friends that I call on for that, so it's not like I don't have any friends. But I have some.
You see, but you have friends that you can call on for, you know, hey, I got an extra ticket to Beyonce. Do you want to go with me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about a friend that, like, it's a Saturday, and, like, let's say your ex-husband says, oh, hey, you know, can I take Maya for the day? I got some tickets to something. Like, who's the friend that you're like, you know what? I got an afternoon. I don't want to just sit around all day because I did that Friday night. And then what do you do? Like, who do you call? Like, I know exactly. I would call my friend Eric and be like, hey, do you want to go see a movie? Or I would call my friend Jay and be like, hey, do you want to go do some day drinking in downtown St. Pete? Like, who are those people? Like what would you do? I want to help you, Holly.
I have my friend Erin,
uh-huh.
And we hang out. Like, she comes over my house, and we have, like, you know, we go out to dinner, and we have dinners at our own house. We take our kids to the playground together, so, like, right. I would probably call her.
Okay.
I don't know. I just
We can do more game nights at my house.
I do like,
you know,
it.
Cards
like
Against Humanity, Telestrations.
Well, see, here's the thing. But here, and, like, let's be honest. I mean, Ryan, you're 26.
Yeah.
And Holly, you're 30. Listen,
something.
I'm just pointing out there are differences in life. You're in your mid-30s.
Sure.
And so I'm just saying, like, there's a 10-year gap where, like, you know, and I'm asking you this, Holly, like, would you find what Ryan does on a Friday night fun?
I mean, I went to Ryan's party and it was fun.
But that was like a once, like, every quarter type
deal. We killed it in beer
deal.
Pong, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, y'all, like, play beer pong together?
Yeah.
Did y'all make out?
No, we didn't. No, we did not do that.
I like to find some trouble where I can.
I don't know. And I don't know why it's such a big thing. Like, Chris used to get on me for this, too. Like, why is it such a big deal that I don't have a lot of friends here?
Because I feel like you're lonely.
Why? I'm not lonely. My mom lives with me. She's always around.
Okay, Holly, we very well know there's a difference between having people around you and feeling like you are alone. Like, we're surrounded by people all the time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, like, outside of what I feel like you and I have a connection, but you and I don't hang out a lot since
we
don't live together.
No, we fucking do. So thanks for being my friend.
I'm sorry. I want to... Oh. It's a commercial.
Yeah, don't put a commercial on it. Okay.
Oh, wow. My Siri has basically been transcribing everything I've just been saying right now.
Illuminati.
Wait, Siri just said, I'm just trying to help you.
Even Siri wants to help. I don't know. It's just that I find it hard to open up sometimes the whole way with people. So that's probably a big issue.
That's what she said.
And, yeah. And people sometimes already have their friend groups at this age. And it's just hard to open up about everything necessarily.
Right.
Like, the work is my life, and I know it shouldn't be, like, but this job just does that. Sort of, it's just, like, usurps its way in there.
It takes up everything.
And so for someone who's not also in this business, it's a lot to, like, for me to lay down everything that's, it's like someone's not that interested. So there's that. And then it's just, I don't, like, friendship takes a lot of time and energy, and that's not a bad thing. Like, it takes a lot of time and energy to create, like, this huge friendship.
Right.
But, like, I don't have that kind of time. I don't have it.
I see what you're saying. I'm not, like, I'm 26 still, but I'm starting to only have a few friends. Like, I don't waste my time a lot with making new friends be good friends.
Right.
So I have a selection of friends, like Evander. I live with Caesar.
Right.
and a couple other buddies, but that's about it. So a lot of times I'm just spending time with family too, like my brother and my niece. So I'll go and hang out with my niece, the baby, and just like play around for a couple hours sometimes. And I'll go see my mom, but
I'm starting
to do that stuff more.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean about like phasing away from having friends all the time.
Right. And it's, I think it's a different thing too, because like a gay straight thing, I think it's a little different because people, especially people this age, are a lot of them already in like committed relationships with a significant other. The straights are. And it, there is not the same type of going out with your friends as the gay community does when you're straight. So it is a little different when you have like 20 close friends that you can call real quick.
Right.
And like there's a different, it's a different bonding level. And it's, and it is different for women as opposed to men too. It's just, it's harder, I guess. And like I met a girl this weekend who was like, I don't know how to make girlfriends. So she made me give her number and I did. But I'm like, I don't really know if I want to open myself up to a complete stranger who then, by the way, also offered me cocaine. And I was like, I don't know, this is not.
Well, I, as I'm sitting here listening to both of you talk as two straight people and coming at this from a gay man, that maybe I am thinking about this at, from a gay man standpoint, because as a gay man, we always consider our friends our family.
Right.
And so, like, when, Ryan, you say that, like, oh, I spend more time with, like, my mom and you know, my brothers, whereas, you know, as soon as the weekend hits, I want to spend time with my, AKA, my other family, my gay friends.
Right.
And we've all talked about, you know, like getting a house one day, you know, when we're all older, depending upon where we all are relationship wise. And even if we're in relationships, we're like, we're still going to live together. And so there is that expectation that we always spend our time outside of work and resting together.
Yeah.
So I guess there is a difference there.
Yeah. Like I have a group of friends who, the ones that I dance with, and they have like a sort of a different dynamic. Like I'm good friends with that group, but the reason that they all go out as a group is because they're all a family too. Like it's a family, and then there's like, you know, the wife of the one brother and the sister of the other brother, and they're all like, you know, there's brothers and sisters and sister-in-laws and brother-in-laws, and they're one big unit. And like we have, there's I'm a friend unit, and there's another couple that join. Like, but they, that's sort of how they get away with always going out all together, because they actually are a family, and so they're always together. And so it's just to find a group of friends in a new city. Because keep in mind, we're still pretty new here. Like I could join probably like a women's group or something, I'm sure, but you have to remember that even as a kid, I hated that. Like, hated joining any kind of group.
Didn't you enjoy your sorority, though?
Yeah, but that was like, I was basically pushed into that because by myself, I was like, I've got to join something. And then I didn't even think you'd like that leaving was an option. I was like, well, once you're in, you're fucking in. So you have to stay there. So I did. I've always dreamed. And it was like, it turned out to be amazing, but it was, that's almost like a once in a lifetime thing, I feel like.
That's, I mean, you know, if you feel satisfied, I feel like a parent trying to push something on a kid. I'm like, you need friends! I mean, but if you feel fine, then, I mean, you don't need to live the life that I live.
No, and it's a different thing, and I just... The older I get, the harder it is for me to find someone that I have a deep connection with. That goes for friends and partners.
I see that. I don't know. Maybe it is a gay thing. Because, I mean, I just see that, like, the friends that I'm trying to think of, like, people that I've met in just this past year. Like, my friend Nick Janofsky, like... I mean, and maybe there's a difference because, you know, I feel like I collect friends and who, like sometimes they're not always like the closest of close friends. Like my friend Nick, I don't call him, you know, if I'm in some sort of a crisis moment. But I feel like that's also why I have a lot of different friends. Like I know if I need help with a business question, I'm going to call Nick. If I have questions about connections in the community, I'm going to call Jay. If I have like a personal in my psychology head, I need, you know, to settle some stuff, I call my friend Wes. And so there's always like a different, you know, I have different friends for different reasons.
Well, I had that in college, and those friends that I had in college and like post-college, I still consider to be some of my best friends. But it's like, how many times can you replace these people?
I don't think you replace them. You just add on to it. You know, I mean, I feel like the people that don't that weren't really that important have right. sort of, you know, fallen off throughout sure. the years, and the people that I don't talk to all that much, who I just pick up with. But I'm thinking like my friend Brandon in Atlanta, who if there was any friend I would have had back in the day that would have been the friend that would have fallen off, it would have been Brandon. But like surprisingly, I thought we were just like drinking buddies, like, you know, surface friends in college.
Yeah.
And then we'd established this like great friendship afterwards. And like now I can't imagine going to Atlanta and not seeing him and connecting with him. But it's like a totally different connection I have with like my friend Wes or can't, you know, so I don't know.
I don't know what the answer is.
If you're okay, then you're fine.
Yeah.
And I say all this to say Ryan can be your buddy.
Okay.
Ryan can be your buddy at the Pride Parade.
Okay.
And you can also, I need to keep an eye on my boyfriend
bestest
too.
Bestest of pals.
Mm-hmm.
You said what?
We can walk like arms interlocked and skip.
Are y'all gonna hold each other's hands?
We can skip. That's awesome.
Yeah, y'all need to watch out for my boyfriend because I'll be in a car with my mom. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He be around all them gay people, girl. Well, no, I know I'm really excited about the Pride Parade, seriously, two things. One, seeing my mom, because she's never gotten to experience sort of and I'm trying to experience this from a person who's never experienced a parade, because being in radio, I've been through so many different parades.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like, oh, I've done this before. But I want to be like, I'm in the moment, I'm enjoying it. And so I'm excited to see it through her eyes,
mm-hmm.
because she's never been in a parade before. And then one where her son is a grand marshal.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. And I'm also excited for my boyfriend, Hot Teacher, because what I'm learning about him as we continue to get to know each other is that he puts on a very tough exterior, and he's very much, you know, Miss Sassy Pants.
Yeah.
But he wants that attention, and he craves sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not admirable.
Wait, what are you saying? I'm confused.
I feel like he sort of sometimes wishes, sort of like where I stand in the gay community just because of my job, where like I make no bones about it that if I weren't on the radio, I probably like I wouldn't be Grand Marshal. My job affords me a lot of opportunities that, you know, that makes me well known in the community quickly. But then you have people like my boyfriend who have grown up here and he's never been in the Pride Parade before. And he's like, I always wanted to be in it and I'm really excited. So I'm also excited to see it from his point of view as someone who's been here his entire life. And he just wants to like look nice and walk the parade and sashay and like wave and throw beads and throw T-shirts. So I'm just really excited to see it through his eyes as well. So
right.
I feel like I'll be living through other people through this experience.
That's good.
Yeah. So I'm excited for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do you have something to say, Holly?
No.
You look, you have something you want to say?
No, I still think it's stuck on the friend thing.
Oh.
I just kind of have to figure it out later on my own. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
You bring up these questions and then it makes me question myself. Like, I don't know. I have to think about it later.
No, I don't.
Having an
existential crisis. Yeah,
right now, sorry.
I couldn't say that word yet.
I didn't mean to do it because of the podcast. No, I was just, you know, I'm like you. I just like to ask questions, and then sometimes I get concerned for you.
Oh, well, I just fuck myself. I don't know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Again,
and you'll
sorry.
Like this song.
So loud in my Ooh, headphones.
Come on,
Ooh,
Dove. They're rocking it out.
She's an easy lover.
She's an easy lover. And I don't. Here's what I do. Here's where I am concerned for you.
Yes.
And I know this is a process. Is that some of the things I've heard you say about dating makes me nervous for you?
Mm.
But I know it's a process, and you don't come from a 7-year relationship, engagement, and marriage, and just be like, I'm ready to date. I'm ready. I know it's a process, so. As a person who knows how amazing you are and how beautiful you are, and I can't wait until you find someone that you truly connect with, I can't wait to see that happen. Like, I'm really excited to see all of that unfold.
Mm.
And so it makes me sad sometimes when you're like, well, I don't want a date. Like, I'm, but I know it's a process, and you're going to get there eventually when you meet the right person.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm just.
It just. Ugh, just
can't,
feels like it's not going to be
can't
attainable.
Be looking though can't be looking
no it just really feels unattainable to me.
Yeah, and I know, because right now it just seems like, you know, you're in Antarctica and you're trying to go up to ice.
I'm with the penguins
somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere
ice what
wait never
Iceland. What anyway,
what's at the bottom of the world?
That's Antarctica.
And then yeah. Iceland,
the Arctic is at the
Arctic
top.
Is at the top. Okay.
Yeah.
Dumb. So yeah, so anyway, so you'll be fine.
I guess.
Don't question
like,
your
you
life.
Like, you realize that trying to get like a best friend is also the same thing as trying to get like a significant other.
Yeah.
Like, and so now I got to go through two of them.
You don't.
Yeah. A lot of the steps are similar.
Yeah.
So,
if you don't want it, you don't have to have it. Don't force. I'm not trying to force my life on you.
I know.
So don't. I don't want you to question. I don't want you to leave here, and then I'm gonna get a long text later tonight, and I was gonna be like, I just don't know. What?
No, I won't text you. I'll get in touch with our life coach.
Oh, okay. There
That's
we go.
What I should probably do anyway.
That's good.
We're overdue for a meeting.
That is true. All right. Well, we're done. I did have some other stuff to talk about, but it's we're done. It's 35 minutes.
Let's go.
Ryan.
Yes.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
We're very happy
to
have you.
Glad to be a part
you.
Of it.
Here's a fun fact about Ryan. His ass looks like that of a girl's.
Dead ass.
So do you do squats, bruh?
Nope. All natural.
Okay.
Now, is it firm or does it jiggle?
You want to feel?
No. I mean, yes, but no.
It's probably inappropriate, I feel
it
like.
It is. I feel like that's too much.
I don't. I haven't never judged my own butt, so I don't
Maybe,
know.
Maybe. I mean, like mine, I feel like my butt looks nice, but I know that it's not. It jiggles. Like, when I touch
Yours
it.
Yours does not jiggle. You have a firm butt.
Girl, do you see that? Look at this jiggle, honey. That's jiggle, 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 honey.
But
yeah.
It's like a firm jiggle. Mine is like a...
I got a firm jiggle.
A gross, jiggly mess.
No, we're over here touching our butts and stuff.
That's fine.
Wish you could be here.
Yes, you can touch my butt. Ryan, at the end of every podcast, we give our social media. Do you want people to give your social media?
Yeah, sure.
Producer Ryan.
My Instagram is Radio McGibb, McGib. Which is just short for McGibney, which is my last name.
Mm-hmm. And what's your address?
Social Security.
I'm kidding.
I'll give you guys a blood sample.
I was really curious if you're going to answer me.
I'll give you some fingerprints, you know, the whole shebang.
Yes, give me the whole shebang. What's your Twitter?
Haven't used Twitter a lot, but it is just my name, Ryan McGibney, McGibbeny.
I need to get you set up here.
I know.
I need to get you going. Holly?
Yeah, it's Radio Holly.
And mine is Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. If you have any questions for us you'd like for us to answer on The Miguel Show Uncensored, you can always email me, Miguel@Hot1015TampaBay.com. Also, if you listen to the podcast on the Hot 1015 app and you sometimes get frustrated because it restarts, you can also download it on the iTunes store. Just type in The Miguel Show Uncensored.
Probably better to do it that way because
the
app
I
is sometimes.
Bump in my Snapchat?
Oh, yeah. Please do your Snapchat.
Probably most active on that.
Yeah. What is it?
MCG1B.
Oh,
I had
girl.
To be cool and turn the I into a 1.
Yeah, you make it difficult for people to find you.
We need to, okay, you can find him
I just
him
need
now.
To revamp everything.
Yeah, we're going to have to redo everything.
It's called branding, Ryan.
Yeah, we got to get you.
Didn't expect to have a brand.
Oh.
So.
You always have to have a brand. Always. All right, we're done. We'll see you tomorrow, and hopefully we'll see you at St. Pete Pride. Go gay.